Rebecca Lamarand sits at a table at Great Bay Community College with a few friends, doing homework between classes. She says growing up, she was sure she'd go to a four-year college. Her father has a PhD, and her mother has 2 degrees, too. Of course, then the recession happened. Lamarand was in high school.
It just wasn't in the cards with money-wise, and I didn't want to graduate with over $100,000 worth of student loans.
So Lamarand decided to start her education at community college, and she's not alone. Since 2007, the number of students transferring from community colleges into the state's university system increased by 57%. That number has been growing steadily, in part because of a super simple transfer agreement between the state's community college and university systems, which got underway in 2009. New Hampshire is one of the first states in the nation to have such a broad transfer agreement. Erica Brown is the career and transfer coordinator at Great Bay Community College. She helped spearhead the new process.
No essay, no SAT scores, no application fee.
Now, all New Hampshire Community College students who have earned a certain number of credits and a certain GPA are guaranteed admission to one of the state's four-year schools. And Brown says the application form is just 2 pages long.
It's just like their name and their address, just a little bit of information, the program they're applying to. They answer a couple of background questions and they sign.
Like Brown says, there's no application fee, no essay, and no SAT scores required. Experts say few other states in the country have this kind of statewide transfer agreement. Ashley DeRocher is a senior at UNH, and she says this easy transfer process was important to her in choosing not to go to UNH for all 4 years, but instead to start at New Hampshire Technical Institute in Concord.
I can say that the professors and the staff there were absolutely wonderful.
DeRocher says although her peers at NHTI were not as ambitious as her classmates at UNH, the academics were just as good. In fact, class sizes were much smaller.
I would never think that a community college education is less than a university, probably because of my experience.
So this trend of students who would have matriculated as freshmen at universities, but who choose to start at community college instead, it's getting noticed by university administrators. Rob McGann is director of admissions at UNH.
Our transfer students from the community college system are getting an awful lot of our attention.
See, the number of 18-year-olds is steadily declining across the Northeast. So universities like UNH worry the future will bring fewer and fewer applicants. And fewer applicants would mean a less competitive student body and shrinking tuition revenue. By aligning curricula, streamlining the application process, and recruiting on site, New Hampshire is trying to keep community college transfer students not just in the state, but enrolled in New Hampshire's university system.
And they're all worried about enrollments. So they see community college students as being tremendous resources, tremendous opportunities, because they are prepared for college. They're ready, and they want to go.
McGann says students who transfer from community college to UNH excel just as much as their four-year counterparts. But making the leap from a two-year school to a four-year school is not easy for everyone. A 2006 survey from the Department of Education showed that 72% of students who start at community college want to transfer to a four-year program. But in New Hampshire, only about 20% actually do, and the number's much lower nationwide. So one might hope that as the state invests more in community college recruitment, ever more aspiring college students will be able to make the leap from a two-year school to a bachelor's degree. And with shrinking numbers of 18-year-olds in New Hampshire, that wouldn't just be good news for the students. It'd be good news for the university system's bottom line. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.